99.7 KFRC, the Bay Area's classic hits, 524. Fog along the coast, mostly sunny inland. Again, highs in the 90s. Inland, a ditto day of yesterday.
Yeah. Well, last night was the big night. Did you watch, Katie?
Well, this is how she started.
Is that a live orchestra?
This is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
Walter.
Now, Hi, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you tonight.
Yeah, well, we're talking.
And so there.
Is he like Don Pardo? Is he just standing there doing that?
Is that the intro? Are they going to do that every night? Walter Cronkite?
Is it on tape, or is he going to be there like with a big megaphone?
No, he's not Don Pardo. It'd be great if he was.
But it sounded like he was live last night. Wasn't that the deal?
Well, they kept saying he was going to introduce her, and we thought that meant that he was going to be rolling out the red carpet and whisking off the seat and, bringing her to the world.
Give her a jacket, take his jacket off, and here, you wear the jacket.
Put his wingtip shoes on, she kept talking about. No, I think that he was not visible. Oh. So if he was doing it, it was off camera.
And she's asking for help at the end of the show.
Now, before we go tonight, all summer long, people have been asking me, how will you sign off at the end of your broadcast? I've racked my brain, and so far, nothing has felt right. But here's a look at how some well-known anchors have signed off through the years.
Good night, and good luck.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
And that's the way it is, Thursday, August 30th, 1962. This is Walter Cronkite. Good night.
Thank you for joining us. Courage.
Saying good night and good news.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All clear. Okay, see, here's
She wants you to go to, CBS.com. And
Dan Rather had the same problem. Kept going from courage to peace to whatever. Now, she's already doomed because of that.
She's asking for help.
You just sign off.
See,
why
do
they
see
have
tomorrow?
To have some, so long.
It's a touchy-feely thing.
I think she should go out with a song every
She's
night.
She's already in
she
trouble.
She should end the show like Sonny and Cher with I Got You, Babe.
That would be cool. Yeah, but who's she singing to?
Or
who's
she could sing
the other part?
Like Carol Burnett when she would tug at her ear.
Right.
So it's glad so nice we had this time together.
Thanks for the memory.
You know what? She should go out like Mark Nieto when he locks out of his newscast. How do you do it, Mark?
I don't know.
And now.
More classic hits with Cammie and Dean.
That's how you do it, Katie.
Yeah. She should just do that in every news broadcast.
Let's type that in because we can do that. You can go to a website and do it. You can.
Let's do it. It worked with Whoopi. Mark, you'll be glad to know we sent along your lockout, as they say in the news business, to Katie. So maybe she'll be using it.
She
should try a different one every night. Don't you think?
Yeah, from a different radio station all around
the world. Whoever sends in their thing, whoever. Like, if she decides to end with Aloha one night and then, sing the Carol Burnett song one night. Right. And
I still think she should go. That's the news. Good night, Les.
Okay.
Since he's the one who brought her there.
Kiss up to the boss.
I think she should end it with, hee hee, Bryant, look where I am and you're not.
Yeah. I like that, too.
All right, Mark Nieto. Wait.
Is it brought to you by anybody?
It's time for the KFRC News with Mark Nieto.
And good morning. It is 5:33, 99.7 KFRC. Here's what's going on. I'm Mark Nieto, and now... From San Francisco...
Sell it.
More of the Bay Area's classic hits.
Really sell it.
With Cammie and Dean on 99.7 KFRC.
That's how it's done, Katie. Now, Robin Spalding was able to find, he was here taking care of everything overnight and finding stuff, actually was able to find one of the outtakes from the Walter Cronkite recording session when he was beginning to introduce Katie. Now, in the original one, he says, and now, here's Katie, CBS News. What does he say?
About 5 seconds long. Yeah.
So I guess it took him a while to really get that out, but this is one of the outtakes from that session.
This is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric. Wait, stop the music. This is what I've been reduced to, a voiceover artist for that little bitch. Well, even in my advanced stage of confusion, I can do a better job than that poofy hamster. So what if I could only remember one out of three stories? At least that one story would be f***ing interesting. Tom Cruise, baby. Free speech segment. What's next? A cooking segment with Katie drooling on some sautéed chicken? If they had just asked me, I would have come back, but no.
He's a little bitter. It's a good thing they had him on tape.
What's he, a little miffed?
I think so. It's a good thing they didn't ask Dan Rather to introduce her. Bob Schieffer. Ay, ay, ay.
Okay.
Robin, you should have warned me. Mark Nieto, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, back to our regularly scheduled PG program.
Let's take a look at your 101 commute in the North Bay.